Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now let's move on to this, and this is an interesting observation. A leadership deficit, and not necessarily policy or funding, is potentially what is holding South Africa back. That's a very blunt and honest message from Tuesday Consulting, who warns that recycling the same underperforming leaders across public and private institutions is possibly stalling national progress. At the heart of the issue, broken trust, weak accountability, and a failure to prioritize ethical, courageous leadership. I want to talk about this with Tolofelo Nketane, who's director at Tuesday Consulting, and let's find out why fixing this leadership pipeline is now a national imperative. Tolofelo, you raise a very important and interesting issue here. What do you mean when you say that the country has a leadership deficit? What's your assessment or your explanation for that?
Great. Jeremy, thank you firstly for inviting Tuesday Consulting to have this conversation. What we meant was based on the observation, because Tuesday Consulting, we privy to leadership conversation that happened behind closed doors. And what's coming out of those conversations, Jeremy, is a concern that the same visible leaders are being circulated across institutions, even when sort of evidence suggests otherwise, right? And I feel like it is a leadership renewal issue that needs to be addressed. It's important that, you know, we challenge the cycle and we call on more courageous, value-based leaders and when we're making leadership appointment. And really what's driving this deficit, Jeremy, for us is, you know, it comes out of the deep fear of disruption, a narrow perspective of looking at leadership. Many institutions, especially those under pressure, make decisions based on familiarity because of safety. So board and decision makers tend to reach for individuals within their networks or people they've worked with before, not necessarily because they're the best fit, but they feel the safest choice reputationally or relationally. And we've got to challenge that cycle.
I understand your fear of disruption argument, and it makes perfect sense. But is it also potentially a lack of the right people to fill the vacuum?
Jeremy, for me, it's the lack of making leadership decisions at exco level and at board level. It is also that organizations, when they, you know, what we see is the appointment of a leader, it is not an HR process. It is actually a strategic and a board decision or a strategic decision. So employing traditional acquisition processes will not help make those tough decisions. You know, organizations need to be a little bit more innovative and partner with, you know, the likes of Tuesday Consulting, who employ a little bit of a broad and a rigorous approach that, you know, you're not looking at just filling roles, but you are positioning and aligning, you know, the appointment of your leader with your strategic objective of a long term rather than looking at just a short term sort of tick box.
Tolofelo, you used the word courage a little earlier in the conversation. How then do you convince boards to develop that and maybe take a leap of faith?
So courage is also built through using processes that inform your decision-making processes. So like going back to, you know, our, you know, search processes, we produce data. We are able to give you data to be able to inform how you make those decisions, because they're not just made on your fear or what looks familiar to you or what you've worked with, but what does industry look like? What does leadership trends look like? And we are able to share all of that information in terms of what are the trends saying from a leadership perspective, what are the analytics saying in terms of the demographics, the gender, the race, what individuals have done in the industry, and also then that facilitates your ability to make those decisions. That it's not internally focused, but rather there is some data that drives your decision making process.
So let's talk a little bit about consequence, if we can. If we're seeing the same faces, whether it be the public sector or the private sector, that is going to have an impact on profitability and performance, I imagine. Do you have data to support that?
Correct. I mean, ultimately, we always say, Jeremy, that, systems, even though they are there, are best. You need an individual, you need a human being to be able to interpret those systems and to interpret what, has been inputted and put out, to be able to facilitate and help the individual make those courageous decisions and leadership decisions.
Do you think the cycle of using the same people also has an impact on trust, whether it be a public institution or a private company?
Absolutely. I mean, ultimately, appointing the right leaders builds trust within any organization and within the team that you are leading. People want to know that they are not only getting a credible or competent leader, but a leader that would be able to make the right and tough decisions. Ultimately, it's about, meeting the organizational strategy. And how I look at that organizational strategy is that one organization meets its strategic objectives, it has a ripple effect on the industry and ultimately on the overall sector and or country.
All very well looking for new faces, but there's also a problem with reference checks and integrity vetting, which is still not happening. And there have been a litany of scandals in that respect.
Absolutely. And, hence, processes such as where Tuesday Consulting is involved, we really believe in, doing all of that, due diligence checks, where it is not necessarily just sitting with an individual across the table and having a conversation, but really verifying the information that the individual is giving you. So we do extensive, due diligence by doing formal and informal references, which are independent. We conduct also psychometric assessments for a 360 view of an individual and comprehensive.
And Tolofela, kudos to your company for doing that. But the point I'm trying to make is that it is not happening in a broad spectrum, is it?
It is where I'm coming from and where I'm sitting, Jeremy. It is happening, provided the organization is using the right processes to be able to do that due diligence. Hence, it is critical not to shortchange the process and rather invest in the process to be able to, get all of that, checks done.
So finally, then, what's your one call to action to decision makers who will still prioritize loyalty over leadership?
My advice is, invest in the leadership decision. We often find that boards are looking for certainty in uncertain times. But at the end of the day, it's around employing the right processes around acquiring leaders. Because when you then prioritize your leadership decision or your leadership appointment, then you are solving a long-term strategic objective rather than a short-term objective.
It's a very important conversation. Let's see if something comes out of it. Tolofelo Nkatani, thank you very much indeed. Director at Tuesday Consulting.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.